Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Greetings and salutations, truth seekers. Welcome to Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio Broadcast with Rudy and Aaron Davis. Tonight, we are reporting on the case of Bryce Queller, who was identified as a Christian terrorist in Las Vegas news media. In the second hour, we will cover the case of Mike and Pat Parsons, who have been targeted by a satanic organization known as the Federal Bureau of Investigations. These liars in the FBI, DOJ, and BOP need to be called out, and our brothers and sisters in bonds need to be set free. We don't need just prison reform to get prisoners jobs when they are set free. We need a massive overhaul of the criminal justice system that puts innocent people in a for-profit prison system. We need reprobate FBI special agents who operate above the law to be held accountable for their crimes. And if you want to look on the website, our website is Year of Jubilee, and that's spelt with one E, just like the King James Bible spells it. Or if you can't remember that, you can always go to IHateTheFBI.com and it'll take you straight there. On that home landing page, you'll see the pictures and addresses of all the prisoners that we talk about on this show.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Aaron. And we are going to cover the case of Bryce Queller tonight, who's currently sitting in a maximum security prison. So as you and I are having the freedom and the liberty to have, to listen to this program and to do as we please, to share time with our family, Bryce Queller, for I think over a year now, has sat in a maximum security prison in Nevada. So we're going to cover his case the first hour, and then the second hour, we're going to cover the nightmare of Mike and Pat Parsons. We've got some clips that we would like to share from you of both Bryce Queller and Mike Parsons, as well as educate you about their case. But I want to share with the audience, first of all, about my wife and I and how we believe about the King James Bible. The reason that's so important is I believe that all the questions and all the challenges and all the problems and all the tribulations that we encounter in this world, that the answer is in the King James Bible. Matter of fact, when my wife and I stand before the Lord God Almighty, we're going to be thanking him for a perfect, inerrant book where every single word is exactly the way he wanted it to be. Every word is perfect. We're going to thank him that his book has page numbers. We're going to thank him that his book has spaces between the words. And we're going to thank him that he has punctuation in his book and that we can get a copy of his perfect book down at our local thrift store for free if we wanted to. And we believe that we have a book that we can read, believe, and follow and hold in our hands. Now, we have some friends that we love very much. We go out to dinner with and we have them over at our house. And they believe that the Bible's all screwed up. It's full of errors. And their conversation is not going to be like Aaron and I. We're going to be thanking God for preserving his word. I think it's in Isaiah that says, "The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the words of the Lord endure forever." Their conversation is going to go something like, "Dear Lord God Almighty, thank you for making me so smart that you showed me where all the screw-ups in the Bible are, and you helped me substitute the proper words where you just couldn't keep it straight. And so this section of the Bible that has all these errors, thank you, Lord, for showing me where all these screw-ups are." And when they have that conversation, I told my friends who believe that way, we're going to step outside and let you have that conversation with God, but we're going to thank God Almighty that he gave us a Bible that we can hold in our hands and we can read and believe and follow and be faithful unto death.
He's so powerful, he can create a book. Imagine that.
He can protect his word, too, and we believe that he did. Now, if you don't, like I said, we got good friends that don't believe like us, and that's fine. We love you anyway.
They're so cute.
But I don't want to be in the room when... little less microphone. I got it. Okay, very good.
Oh, that's why I wear earplugs, because his voice is so loud.
Got it. Maybe I'll step back. It says maybe I'm too close to the microphone, so I'm gonna sit back a little further.
That's a good quality microphone. I think it picks up everything.
Maybe it does. So we want the audio to come through clear, and I appreciate the feedback we're getting back. But okay, great. He said it's better. Praise God. So the other thing our perfect Bible tells us, that we believe every single word is perfect. We praise God for the punctuation, the page numbers, the spaces between the words, the verse numbers and the chapter numbers. The other thing that...
God speaks English.
God does speak English. He created the languages. But in any event, the other thing that Bible says is that the love of money is the root of all evil. And we believe, you know, you guys hear us talk about the FBI all the time. And the FBI is one satanic organization. They have become an enemy of the people. And we have learned firsthand how they use informants. They lie. They entrap people. They separate fathers and mothers from their children. We're going to go through some of that tonight. But I hate the FBI. Man, I have seen the fruit of that organization, and I believe it is institutionalized evil. But having said that, if the Lord told Aaron and I, you get one organization to, abolish the FBI. You get one organization that you get to take out from Satan's chessboard. It's like, you know what? It wouldn't be the FBI, Aaron.
It'd be the Federal Reserve.
You know, the love of money is the root of all evil. And I really believe that the Federal Reserve prints unlimited fiat money for the devil. And the devil manipulates human behavior on a worldwide scale to control the Fortune 500 businesses so that only people that followed satanic ways get the good jobs, the six-figure jobs with the nice houses and the nice bonuses and the nice 401ks.
And the nice fingernails.
they just have money to spare because, you know, for a season, you know, working for Satan may pay off. But when you have the Federal Reserve, Satan can use that fiat money that he creates out of thin air to manipulate the Fortune 500 businesses to control their behavior. He manipulates media and entertainment. Bryce Matthew Cuellar was exposing some of the devilish agendas within media and entertainment. And he also manipulates governments. But you know what? The Father that we serve, the Creator in heaven, whose name is Jesus Christ, he said that all the nations are nothing to him. So the government may have the planes and the militaries and the, you know, all the weapons, but our Father in heaven is much, much greater than that. So the Federal Reserve also manipulates academia, universities, what's taught in the schools. That's why you see transgender crazy crap where they sit down with these dressed as women reading to our kids. And then you got these transgender bathrooms and all that junk. And they control the 501c3 churches. We know that judgment will begin in the house of the Lord. They're also trying to affect the family. So I mentioned those five things: businesses, media, entertainment, media and entertainment, I kind of connect together, government, and then academia and churches.
Media and entertainment's the same thing.
Yeah, it really is. And so, isn't that the truth? So, you know, the last one, this number six, what they really don't have under control is families. But they're working hard to ruin the family. They're working hard to destroy the father and the mother and the children. They're trying to say that your children are wards of the state.
That's the most important thing in this world is family, because it goes after creation. You have a man and you have a woman and you create a family. And that's what they're trying to really bring down.
They really are. And so they've got control of five of the six elements of society. But they're working hard on destroying the family. And
that's pretty easy when you lock up the husband, father, dad, uncle.
Yeah. So, you know, if the Lord said you get one chess piece to remove off Satan's table, you know what, that Satan's chessboard, you know what piece I would remove? As much as I don't like the FBI, I'd have to take the Federal Reserve and just knock it right off the table and say, Satan, you ain't getting unlimited money anymore. We're going to have just weights and measures. We're going to have a money system that is based upon merit. It's based upon, you know, your work ethic. And it's not going to be based upon, you know, who do you know and the good old boy club and promoting your friends and, you know, taking care of grifters. It's going to be based upon your work ethic and what talents you have and how hard you apply those talents to a free market. So Unfortunately, we don't have that today. We've got Satan controlling all of the money supply, and that's how he manipulates human behavior on a massive scale. So we got to get rid of the Federal Reserve, and we got to return to honest weights and measures. The Bible tells us that. But I tell you what, the FBI will be right. If the Lord gives me more than one chess piece to take off Satan's table, the FBI is going to be number two or number three, because I have seen the fruit of the FBI, and they are destroying families. You know, we said the first hour we're going to cover Bryce Matthew Cuellar. And my wife and I got a chance to fly down and see the trial of Bryce Matthew Cuellar. And we saw how his supporters made a difference in that courtroom. That judge was flooded with letters of support during Bryce Matthew Cuellar's trial. And the judge said that it had an impact on him. But I want to set up like who Bryce Matthew Cuellar is, if you guys have never heard about him before, and why he's in a maximum security prison deemed a Christian terrorist. Basically, if you've never heard of the YouTube channel Fisher of Men, he's got that YouTube channel. He created it all by himself. He lets my wife and I steward his channel while he's locked up in maximum security prison. So we log in and just make sure everything's okay while he's locked up. But at one time, his YouTube channel had over 200 million views. He was larger than most Las Vegas news and media stations.
They kept taking his channel down over and over and over again, and he just got up and he rebuilt it over and over again.
Yep, he sure did. And one of his login IDs was One Man Army. This man, you know, he worked at In-N-Out Burger before he probably wouldn't even appreciate me telling you guys that. But he actually worked at In-N-Out Burger while he was running Fisher of Men YouTube channel that was getting over 200 million views. He did videos on topics, and I had to make a list. But one of the things he made popular is that Michelle Obama is a man, and the Secret Service visited his house because of that, and they told him to take that video down. Well, he didn't take it down. If you know anything about Bryce Cuellar, he's in his young 20s. I say he was 24. The first charge they ever charged him with was riding his bicycle on the wrong side of the sidewalk or something like that, you know. And even at this young age, he had a strong sense of moral justice. The Lord had opened his eyes to a lot of wickedness. And Aaron, I made a list of some of the things that he was identifying on his YouTube channel. And it's a long list, but I'll go through it fairly quickly. Bryce Cuellar, also known as Fisher of Men, was making YouTube videos about CIA drug trafficking. Michelle Obama is a man. Obama's birth certificate is a fraud, and amen, boom shakalaka, and a hallelujah goes right there. You know, Obama's birth certificate is a fraud. He was making videos about homosexuality and how that goes against the Bible and transgenderism. He made popular the idea that Michelle Obama is a man. Whether you believe it or not, Bryce Cuellar made that idea popular. He made videos about aliens and devils and demons. You ever heard of David Crowley and the Gray State? And you realize the horrific conditions that David Crowley and his wife and his daughter were found in when they entered that home, and what was scribbled in his wife's blood on the wall? You guys need to educate yourself about a Gray State and David Crowley. Bryce Cuellar did videos on that situation. He did videos on evolution, and he promoted videos of Dr. Kent Hovind, also known as Dr. Dino, and how stupid evolution is. And we did not come from apes. We're made in the image of God. We were created by God. We are created by God, and we did not evolve over billions of years. Bryce Matthew Cuellar figured that out in his young 20s. He made videos about New World Order and Disney propaganda and messages in Disney movies about Little Mermaid and putting out sexual messages to our children about poison in our food, police brutality, holding government accountable, giants. You ever heard, who's the guy who talks about giants all the time, wrote a book on it?
Quayle.
I think it's Steve Quayle, right? He refuted the garbage of Zeitgeist. Bryce Cuellar helped refute the garbage of Zeitgeist, if you've ever seen that stupid movie. And he also put out videos with proof of miracles. And so Bryce Matthew Cuellar had a very popular YouTube channel. He still does. It's still up today, but he's locked up. And we pray that he gets out of prison and takes that channel back over. But Aaron, would you mind telling everybody about when we went down to his trial? Because they targeted him because he made one YouTube video.
And now he's in a maximum security prison. Can you believe that?
Now, let me say this. I know Aaron and I wants to cover when we went down there to see the trial, but Bryce isn't, like, proud of that one YouTube video. He's repented for it. I mean, there's nothing illegal about it. You know, Bryce, he called out Satanists in government. He called out homosexuals in government. And he called out traitors in government. Well, why would you be upset about what Bryce said if you aren't a traitor in government? And he never called out anybody specifically. But we're going to play some clips for you later on in this first hour where people do a lot worse things than Bryce Cuellar ever thought about doing. And yet they're never held accountable. But see, Bryce Cuellar worked at In-N-Out Burger. Bryce Cuellar did not have the blessing of mainstream media. And so when he called out traitors in government, Satanists in government, and homosexuals in government, Interpol called the Las Vegas Police Department and said, "We've got ourselves a Christian terrorist that's just about to go out and kill everybody. You need to go SWAT team raid his house. Not only SWAT team raid Bryce Cuellar's house, but why don't you SWAT team raid his mother's house too?" And then threatened to throw his brother in prison. So my wife and I, we flew down and we attended the trial of Bryce Cuellar. And if you don't mind, Aaron, would you mind sharing what we saw when they brought him out of that room?
You know, it's necessary in the element of incitement is to call immediate action, such as a rally, a protest, or something like that. There was no written call to action, and it can't be viewed as incitement. And the case law is clear on this. It's free and protected speech that he's behind bars for right now. And we love this boy. Did you tell them we wrote him a letter, and we were surprised that we were the first ones to write him a letter? And he gave us the date of his sentencing. So we thought, okay, we'll get all the subscribers to write to the judge in support and leniency, asking for leniency. So they wrote and they talked about his free speech and how he's not violent, and there was no immediate action called on the video that he got in trouble for. So we flew down there, we booked our flights, we booked our hotel, we booked our car, and we went to sentencing. And it was an absolute kangaroo court. And you can see it all on YouTube. If you look up his name on YouTube, you can see the court proceedings. We paid $25 at least twice to get the first day and then the second day of sentencing.
Aaron, if I could just inject real quick, they had the news media cameras. They had the news media cameras from Las Vegas in the courtroom, and Bryce was forced to sit in a chair, and these cameras were staring right at him to get footage of the Christian terrorist.
Yeah, they also had the microphone right beside his public pretender there. So the microphone, I'm sure, picked up every word he said. But going back to his ride up the elevator with these giant marshals, like, keep in mind Bryce is about 5'9". He's belly chained. He's got oven mitts on his hands.
Oven mittens. It's like Hannibal Lecter. They had black oven mittens on his hand and belly chains to his wrist and, go ahead, chains on his ankles.
Yeah, he was all chained up, and he had all these guys. I think there was four guys around him, and I just heard how Ammon Bundy was punched out and his brother Ryan punched out while the same thing happened to them up the elevator to the courtroom while in handcuffs. They didn't have oven mitts, I don't think, on Ammon and Ryan, but anyway, they did on little Bryce, and he said to them, "Don't worry, guys, I ain't no Jackie Chan." So he kept his sense of humor through it all, and he held his head high, and he pled the Alfred plea, which means guilty, no contest. We'll be right back to tell you more about Bryce Matthew Cuellar, a.k.a. Fisher of Men. Thanks for tuning in tonight.
Let me tell you how it's gonna work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs, we're gonna redistribute when we make our big tax. Hey, sit back down, don't be a jerk.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast with Aaron and Rudy from Year of Jubilee Prison Ministry. Tonight we're talking about Bryce Matthew Queller, a.k.a. Fisher of Men. You might have remembered his fantastic video techniques of creating wonderful wake-me-up videos on YouTube.
Amen. Fisher of Men is his YouTube channel. We suggest you check it out. If you go to Year of Jubilee, Jubilee spelled with one E, just like it is in the King James Bible, .com, you'll find the prison address for Bryce Queller. I pray that you take the time to drop a postcard in the mail, send him some scripture, let him know you care about him and love him and appreciate him. But going back to what Aaron was saying just before the break, he pled the Alford plea, and just to be concise on what that means, it means that Bryce maintains his innocence, but he's going to allow the government to treat him as if he's guilty because he don't have enough resources to fight the government. So in any event, they did bring him out like Hannibal Lecter in front of the courtroom. They had all of the Las Vegas news cameras pointing right at him. He had oven mitts, belly chains, ankle chains, wrist chains. And they treated him as if he was some sort of domestic terrorist, when all he did is make a YouTube video and call out homosexuals and Satanists and traitors in government. He didn't call out anybody specifically. But if you don't mind, I would like to remind the audience of what has happened in the past with other mainstream news media. And I'd like to play, if we don't mind, Mr. Board Operator, if we could play Bob Beckel with Fox News what he said about Julian Assange with WikiLeaks.
I say, the way to deal with this is pretty simple. We got special ops forces. I mean, a dead man can't leak stuff. This guy's a traitor, a treasonous, and he has broken every law of the United States. The guy ought to be, and I'm not for the death penalty, so if I'm not for the death penalty, I only want to do it, illegally shoot the son of a
You just heard Fox News commentator Bob Beckel say we need to illegally shoot the SOB right on Fox News. And yet he's not held accountable. Now, if we have time, I think this next clip is 4 to 5 minutes. I'd like to play what Michael Reagan, who is the adopted son of Ronald Reagan, said about Mark Dice. Could we play what Michael Reagan said about Mark Dice, please?
Website, Reagan.com. Oh, gosh. There's something else in the news, too, you need to know about. There are troops in Iraq who are probably going to be getting more than letters. You know, they have mail call. You ever go to summer camp like I did? You live for mail call? I'm still waiting for the first letter from my dad and my mom. Anyway, you're waiting for mail call, and hopefully you get one. Well, what's going to be going on mail call is a little bit different now. They're going to be getting mail, but they're not going to be care packages. There's a group that's sending letters to our troops in Iraq and DVDs claiming 9/11 was an inside job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that they should rethink why they're fighting. They ought to take these. Excuse me, folks. I'm going to say this. We ought to find the people who are doing this, take them out, and shoot them. Really. Just find the people who are sending those letters to our troops to demoralize our troops and do what they're doing. You take them out. They are traitors to this country, and shoot them. You have a problem with that? Deal with it. But anybody who would do that doesn't deserve to live. You shoot them. You call them traitors. That's what they are. And you shoot them dead. I'll pay for the bullet. Mark Dice, the founder of the Resistance, which he calls a media watchdog group, says that the U.S. government was responsible for the September 11th attacks and that the armed forces should know it. People want the facts. The Marines are hungry for the truth. What got them there in Iraq? Why are they risking their lives? And we're going to help them understand that. So he's going to send letters and declassify government documents that he says can prove the government's responsibility for the terrorist attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. And he's urging others to do the same. Now, Captain Pete Hegseth, Executive Director of Vets for Freedom. You ought to get him on too, Brett.
I'm on it.
Says, you know something? These are going to end up in the trash, or they're going to end up in the toilet, or they're going to end up on the firing range. How about you take Mark Dice out and put him in the middle of the firing range? Tie him to a post. Don't blindfold him. Let it rip and have some fun with Mark Dice. These people are just, folks, I'm telling you, outrageous.
Now we know where the Ron Paul supporters went.
Oh, my God. That was a mean thing to say, Brett. That was a mean thing. You know how mean that was to say?
I'm sorry if I offended Mark Dyson.
You offended him terribly. But that's okay to offend him. You know, that's really okay to offend him. That they would do these kinds of things.
Yeah, these guys need to be introduced to the,
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what, Rudy and Aaron, I was sitting back listening and I was not going to say anything, but that just punched me in the gut.
What do you think about that, Tom? What do you think about what do you think about what Michael Reagan said should be done to Mark Dice?
I think that it is far worse than what Bryce Cuellar ever did. Folks, we'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors. And Rudy, I have a little bit of news for you. We'll be right back.
Very good.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Mother of the moon, which built my sails, close the sea of tears.
Welcome back, folks. Resurrection Republic Truth Radio broadcast. Rudy.
Hey, man. How you doing? How you doing, Tom? Welcome to the show, brother.
Yeah, thank you, man. I'm just going to be real short. I'm not staying on real long. We just published an article on rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com, which was a three-hour interview with them, and we're going to be running it live upcoming. However, I'm working on an edit, and this ties into Bryce Cuellar and a lot of this hate, so-called hate speech, and where this is coming from. I spoke with Charlotte Iserbeet the other day, and she was talking to me about community-oriented policing, and she was Reagan's education secretary during the Reagan administration. So it, just to hear how far out of his mind, I know he's just, oh my God, when I heard that. Anyway, so who's training these people? Well, the ADL, a far-left progressive, basically neo-Marxist-infused group, takes Las Vegas law enforcement to Israel for counterterrorism training. Check this out. You want to know what happened to Bryce Cuellar? He's a Christian. These Marxists are an absolute enemy to anyone Christian. They will go out. They won't talk about Antifa, like Southern Poverty Law Center. They won't get into that. But they will go after Christian groups, and here, check this out from this article. This is just 2016, right? Law enforcement agencies are relying more and more on non-government organizations to help address ever-increasing and evolving threats. The Anti-Defamation League has served a longtime partner in this effort. The Western States Counterterrorism Seminar in Israel exposes police commanders to real-life practices that have proven effective
at preventing and disrupting terrorism. The training gives us as police leaders the ability to critically examine our security measures to ensure we are doing everything we can to keep our city safe from terrorist acts, says Captain Chris Jones of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. It goes on to say a delegation of West Coast law enforcement executives participated in an Anti-Defamation League Western States Counterterrorism Training Seminar in Israel, where they met with security experts, intelligence analysts, and commanders in the Israel National Police and in the IDF, the military. The military, not police, military, and learned about effective methods of terror attack prevention and, get this, response. From the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, Captain Chris DeMio, Bureau Commander of the Convention Center Area Command, and Captain Chris Jones attended the seminar, accompanying the ADL, Nevada Regional Director Jolie Brislin. They were joined by other staff, blah, 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 blah. Why is this important? Well, if anybody knows the history of the ADL, they had amongst their group the likes of Meyer Lansky. This group is the originally it's the B'nai B'rith, and they have long time ties to communists and to gangsters, right? So check this out. Now this is we all know how we love Director Comey, right? Well, check this out. This was given in a speech to the ADL. By Director Comey, it was entitled The FBI and the ADL Working Together, a criminal organization working together to fight hate. I first met with you in the spring of 2014, interesting year they met together, when I was relatively new on the job, just 7 months in. I sang your praises as an organization that fights for inclusivity, diversity, equality, and justice. And you know what they're talking about is social justice, which is Marxist language. An organization, he goes on to say, with us to fight hate crime, again, more Marxist legislation, and terrorism, the war on a tactic, to educate law enforcement. Let me say that again, folks, to educate law enforcement and to build bridges with underrepresented communities, which is a substitute for marginalized people, which is more neo-Marxist language. He said, he went on to say, I labeled that speech a love letter to the ADL. This is FBI Director Comey. I labeled that speech a love letter to the ADL. 3 years later, I can say from the perspective of the FBI, we're still in love with you. And folks, let me give you a little excerpt real quick from the New York Times. A lawsuit filed in 1993 charges that the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith deviated from its civil rights work, conspiring with police agencies to spy, harass, and intimidate several political groups. The suit filed in the Federal District Court in Los Angeles accused the Defense League and its longtime San Francisco-based investigator, Roy Bullock, of, get this, obtaining confidential files about political activists, political opinion, folks, political activists from the San Francisco police and from sheriff's officers in Los Angeles and San Diego. The suit also accused law enforcement agencies of illegally collecting and distributing information about the political activities and personal lives of the members of the 12 organizations in the suit. Folks, and I just want to bring you back to Larry Graywall. Remember what he said about these communists, about these progressives that were planning to infiltrate at all levels of the government? He was sitting in a room with intellectuals from Columbia and Yale and these political prostitutes, but professors and lawyers and everything else that had no compunction about planning the mass execution of people who they called counter-revolutionaries. Folks, that's me and you. We're the counter-revolutionaries because we don't want to go along with this. They had no compunction about planning this. This is what we're facing. You want to know why recently the term has been being used to for law enforcement, calling them blue ISIS. Folks, I urge you to actually use a different term. The term is useful idiots, because just like under Stalin, I did a post, and it's in the article that we released on RTR Truth Media. I make a very clear outline of exactly how the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, these other progressive communist groups have infiltrated, manipulated, and are giving education and information to our law enforcement agencies across the country and using federal funding and programs to do it all the way down to the local level. The problem is not the cops, ladies and gentlemen. If you really want to have an effect, we need to go after the groups that have infiltrated and infected our country to the point where they are indoctrinating people that go to get jobs, really because in their hearts when they go to get them, to serve and protect. But what happens? What happens to them? What happens to them once they join? And I'm going to close this out by reading my statement very quick that I published in the article. A statement about the concept of the term Blue ISIS we've heard so much about. What I'd ask everyone to consider, many terms have been used to describe the major issues in American law enforcement. Remember, folks, this was brought to bear on Bryce Cuellar. While I can understand the correlation between many abuses of power and terrorism, because it surely does promulgate fear and uncertainty, the more appropriate term, I believe, is far more accurate and historically based and used by Lenin. The term is useful idiots. This is not my term, but as I said, Stalin's. Remember, folks, I'm a historian. I'm not labeling people and name-calling and doing all that. I use evidence. I use facts. So it's not my term. Stalin's term regarding those who he used to enforce, who does the enforcement, his agenda. I'm not using this in any way to name-call them. We have seen these agencies used as political assassins. That is what happened to Bryce Cuellar. We have seen them have a terrorizing and chilling effect on speech, action, and freedom. Look at how the FBI was weaponized to dismantle our sitting president. Now, love him or hate him, or do as I do, and I assess point for point, a federal law enforcement agency used fake information to politically attempt to ruin him, still doing it, fake information, fake news, like they have done with countless far less famous folks like Bryce Cuellar. So consider this. When Lenin was consolidating the Bolshevik Revolution, he wrote how he would implement the communist bureaucracy, get this, folks, without hardcore Marxist believers. You hear what I'm saying? He wrote how he would implement the communist bureaucracy without hardcore Marxist believers, because most of the cops out there aren't Marxists, folks. They're not. They don't even know what Marxism is. They don't even know. While the elite rulers of this inner circle understood the structure he was building, Lenin said that he would exploit the national vanity and ambition of the people to forward his agenda without them knowing what they were really doing. The tactic was deceptive in order to garner the participation and support of those who would implement this agenda. Fusion of an honorable profession like serving and protecting while causing many of the ills people would need to be protected from. It's called problem creation, reaction, solution, Hegelian dialectics. Those were eager to gain his favor and to either that or to enhance their political careers or their careers in general, or to just join service to the community. They would eventually fall all over themselves trying to promote his agenda or be too invested to do anything much about altering it. You know about that code of silence where if they turn on one of them, they turn on you, you lose your career. They have families. They have careers. They use that against them, protecting one's career. He called these types of people, this is what Stalin called them, useful idiots for a reason. And before you criticize that I may be name-calling, please realize that I, too, was once one of these useful idiots. So now, before you brand every police officer you see as an undercover Marxist, understand that most of them comprehend little of what they're participating in. Most really have no idea. In reality, most officers intuitively know that something is wrong in their organization. Look where the training's coming from, ladies and gentlemen. But they play the game rather than risk damaging their career. Sadly, they constitute a vast army of useful idiots. I'm all for promoting mutual trust and cooperation between the people and the police and empowering people. But these positive social changes are the selling points for community-oriented policing. Charlotte Iserbeek gets into that. But in reality, those appealing ideals, they sound good, camouflage the vehicle of Marxist change. Who asked the citizenry if they wanted communities transformed and their governments reinvented? Who asked parents if they wanted their children to learn with their feelings instead of learning facts? Who asked local police officers if they wanted their beliefs and attitudes manipulated by training and indoctrination? No one ever asked, because if somebody did, they would have been run out of town. So instead of using dialectic reasoning skills, they have schemed to seduce, deceive, and manipulate every community in the radical transformation of society. So before we demonize all law enforcers, we must come to the realization that if we are ever to hope to fix this, we must begin with educating them and the public. I think Jesus Christ has a lot to do with that, folks. You guys know where I stand on that. So Does a light bulb above your head go off when you realize that the Southern Poverty Law Center or the SPLC and the ADL has participated openly in media training and education among the DOJ, the FBI, and local police departments, social media network, Marxist hate speech monitoring, like we see with YouTube? You want to know why I was taken off of YouTube? You're hearing it right now. You're hearing it from my voice. You hear this passion? Because I'm pissed. I'm pissed that my country is going down, and we're not going down swinging. And we need to go down swinging. At least we need to fight for this. So combating indoctrination and incremental radical change with hostility and name-calling and all of that can be unproductive. Education is a paramount key. It is a paramount key. It can generate a conversation and even make people think. It can also immediately close minds by triggering immediate cognitive dissonance. When you name-call somebody, you shut their mind. Their minds are closed. And they're given over to a reprobate mind without consequence. They're gone. They're gone. And you can't fight to get them back. It's called cognitive dissonance. God talked about this in the Bible. He called it something else. But I swear, all these modern-day terms are just reaffirming the Bible. Once that happens, the mind is closed into realizing the real problem. By sharing information like you're hearing tonight and sharing it with the police and telling them, look, I want your kids to be free too. Freedom for their children as well as the rest of Americans is what we care about. We can force multiply. We can win hearts and minds and fight for freedom through education. Most police get the job for an extremely honorable reason. In my opinion, we should try to appeal to that which is inside of them that caused them to seek to serve. Deprogramming of the Marxist global transformation should be our goal. The deliberate dumbing down of America took place over decades. And that's me too, folks. I'm pointing the finger right at me. So from being able to see it coming, from the love of God, stop letting words and thoughts and ideas and emotions divide us. Stop using the term hate speech. It is Marxist. It is Marxist. It is a trick. It is a flimflam. Try to be dignified and remain in honor. Make our founders proud, because it matters how you stand. Tom Lacovara Stewart, Resurrect the Republic. Rudy and Aaron, I turn it back over to you.
Hear, 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 hear.
Hear, amen.
Amen. I want to get a clip in from Brass Matthew Quellar, who's sitting in a maximum security prison. And board operator, if you don't mind, sir, could we play that clip?
For sure, man, here, I'd like to thank everyone for your prayers, for those of you who are praying for me. I'd like to thank the person who put money on my books. I won't say the name. I'd also like to thank Sean Stewart, Colette Gonzalez, Chris Sarton, and Keisha Grable for sending me encouraging letters. I'm sorry if I got anybody's names wrong. As soon as I'm able to get more stamped envelopes, I'll write you guys back. It might be a minute before I'm able to write back, but I just want you guys to know that I received your letters. And I appreciate the moral support very much. For everyone else not clued in on what's going on, or are new to my YouTube channel, I'll summarize the situation. It all started back in 2012 when I joined what was supposed to be a patriotic militia group. When I went to one of their meetings, there were too many suspicious discrepancies about the group, and so I left the group and decided not to join that particular militia. Lo and behold, the entire thing turned out to be an undercover FBI intelligence gathering operation to get personal information on patriots and people willing to fight for their freedoms. I found this group on the Modern Militia Movement website. After refusing the plea for me to return to the group, I was ambushed by the feds on my way to work a few days later, and Homeland Security was also there to question me. Their justification for pulling me over was that I had an unpaid traffic ticket for riding my bike on the sidewalk. Now, let's fast track to 2016. The feds have had their eye on me since 2012, and according to Homeland Security, my name came up in a meeting with the FBI concerning my YouTube channel about 6 months ago. The FBI visited my brother's apartment looking for me in order to question me about my YouTube channel way before I ever made the video that landed me in jail. This tells me that the fans had it out for me since day one and were looking for any reason to lock me up. Well, around July 1st, I made a pretty hardcore video about using the Second Amendment to kill traitors in government in the event of a civil war, and I talked about how the Illuminati, Satanists, and homosexuals were destroying this country, and how this is not the country that the Founding Fathers gave us. The feds ended up, after I was reported by Interpol via Google, The feds ended up charging me with terrorist threats and used the news media to assassinate my character in the eyes of the public. Originally, the prosecutor wanted to give me 2 to 20 years in prison. He also tacked on 2 bogus charges, which were conspiracy to commit a crime and destroying evidence. They told me if I did not take a plea deal, they would also hit my brother with charges, and he had absolutely nothing to do with this. So they were using my family against me. Then they sent the news media to harass my family, and for a while, they put a block on my inmate account so that no one could put money on my books. They were also trying to hit me from every angle. They were trying to hit me from every angle in order to pressure me into taking a plea deal. Oh yeah, and a judge signed an illegal search warrant for SWAT to raid my mom's apartment, and they took everything of value. I did not even live there. Given the circumstances and knowing a jury would have been handpicked and made up of a bunch of ignorant, brainwashed sock puppets, I decided to sign for a plea deal of 1 to 4 years in prison, which is probationable. They managed to scare everybody I know into completely alienating me from all communication and support. I thank God for Rudy and his wife Erin for stepping up and being there for me. In case you guys don't know, Rudy and his wife Erin run the YouTube channel called Lone Star 1776 and were supporting Dr. Kent Hovind while he was locked up. I'm asking you guys to keep them in your prayers as well, that God protects them and blesses them for their efforts in helping people like me out. If anyone wants to help me, you can pray for me and write letters to my judge asking him to grant me probation. If you send me any letters, it would be a blessing, and I'll reply to them all. And another way you can help is by putting money on my books so I can get stamped envelopes to send mail out, and to buy writing paper, pencils, erasers, and also food, and phone time, so I can continue making phone calls from jail. I'm able to use money on my books to buy phone time, so that helps a lot to help me stay in touch with reality and get updates as well as give updates. To be honest, guys, I saw this coming a long time ago. I just did not expect it to happen so soon. I'm only 24 years old, and you know, I'm too young for this crap. I believe everything happens for a reason, though, and I guess I'll just have to take one for the team, like Dr. Kent Hovind, unless I get probation. And then again, Dr. Kent Hovind got more time and lost a lot more than I did, so I should still be grateful things are not as bad as they could be. Dr. Kent Hovind, I don't know if you're listening to this, but I want to thank you for the sacrifice that you made to get the truth out to people, and for being a huge influence in my life. God used you to bring me back to him when I was 16 years old, and he used you to help strengthen my faith as well as arm me with knowledge to reach other people through creationism. So to Dr. Kent Hovind, I say thank you, and God bless you. God bless you. And to everyone else who's supporting me, helping me get the word out about my situation, I thank you guys as well. God bless. Fisher of Men.
Fisher of Men, I'm out. That's what he says.
You know, I hope you guys picked up that it was Interpol. I mean, they're based out of France. When did Americans allow some organization out of France call the Las Vegas Police Department and give orders that Bryce should be arrested? I mean, the Las Vegas Police Department should be ashamed that they're taking orders from some organization based out of France. And then they SWAT teamed his house, his mother's house, threatened to throw his brother in prison. And what was the terrible crime that Bryce is guilty of? He made a YouTube video and said something about traitors in government. Did you not hear what Bob Beckel said, a Fox News commentator? Did you not hear what Michael Reagan said about putting a bullet in the Mark Dice? And yet they're not bothered in the least? There's something terribly wrong when we have a whole group operating above the law. And when we try to, you know, exercise our rights, Bryce gets stuck in a maximum security prison, and he's not the only one. Also, I want to make a point. I think we've got a caller, and I want to try to go to this caller before the top of the hour. But if you look at the charges on the website, on the the caller hung up. Well, very good. We will not go to the caller. We would have gone to you. But the point I want to make, if you go to the Department of Corrections for Nevada and you look up Bryce Cuellar, do you know what his charge says? It says
distributing biological agents. Or it makes him look like, what's that, white stuff that...
Anthrax.
And it makes him look like he's trying to put... biological agents has nothing to do whatsoever with Bryce Cuellar.
Nope.
We've told the prison system that the charge is wrong. Please change it.
And they won't.
They won't change it.
They have nothing. What are they going to put? Oh, he made a video?
Yeah, they're gonna put on the Department of Corrections for Nevada. He made a hate speech video. And so we had to put him in a maximum security prison. And he pissed off Michelle Obama because he made everybody think she's a man. Well, you know, that's how they play. That's how they roll. They lie about Bryce Cuellar. They put charges that has nothing to do with anything that he was accused of or convicted of. During the trial, it was a kangaroo court. They brought him out in oven mittens, and they threatened his family, and they knew that he did not have any financial resources to fight this. He was incredibly popular. Bryce Cuellar knew how to make videos that created a crowd. There's no doubt about it. And they took his channel down multiple times, and he kept making his channel again and again. But you heard the young man speak. I mean, he's a very sincere and authentic man. We love him to death. If you ever got to know him, you would just fall in love with the guy.
He's going to move to Texas in January.
He's got a heart bigger than... I'm surprised that his body can even hold his heart. It's so brave and so courageous. And he just...
No compromise.
He doesn't compromise. And even though the full force of the FBI and Interpol and the American government, and even though Michelle Obama's came against him... he hadn't compromised one bit. And every time we talk to him, he's very humble. And he just, you know, he loves the Lord and he loves the Word of God. And he wants to do what the Lord wants him to do. And you know what we should do as brothers and sisters of Bryce Cuellar in the Lord? We should try to get him out of there. We should be writing our congressman or writing the president or writing the governor of Nevada. And he shouldn't be sitting in that maximum security prison for making a YouTube video. I guarantee you it wasn't anything worse than what you heard earlier.
I called the White House today. I urge everyone else to do the same thing.
Amen. Amen. But we're not going to be silent about Bryce. I pray you check out his YouTube channel, Fisher of Men. He's an incredibly talented young man, very well read, articulate, no compromise, warrior for the Lord. And we're going to continue to advocate for him as much as we can. At the top of the next hour, we're going to cover a couple named Mike and Pat Parsons that have been through absolute hell. They have been targeted by the FBI. They went after Mike's wife, which I consider beyond the pale. It's one thing when two men are at war and you know what's going on, but to go after a man's wife, the people in the FBI that have done that, you really cross the line there. I mean, Mike's wife should not be in prison. She's an electrical engineer and held a job for 25 years. We're going to go into that case at the top of the next hour. I pray you hang around and learn about Mike and Pat Parsons. But I hope you listen very carefully to the story of Bryce Cuellar, how they SWAT teamed his house. They treated him like a Christian terrorist. They tried to make an example out of him. Had he not been put in prison, I think they might have even tried to pin the shooting on him.
You know, Kenneth Mead is in Las Vegas, Nevada, and he also went after Joshua Martinez. And a lot of this audience knows who Joshua is. And... these dogs need to be put back on the chain.
Amen. Our prayers are with you, Bryce. We will not forget you. We love you, and we appreciate what you're doing. We're going to be back after the hour.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.